comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors. Welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. And for those of you who are brand new and you don't know too much about the Kevin Smith Show, let me tell you, it is talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. This is the show where you matter. We have a new list of the top 25 countries for the Kevin Smith Show on the website, so be sure you check that out. See where your country ranks. Now, the way this works, this is not like they're not listed as top 25 because I like them best. Okay, that's not the case. It has to do with the number of people listening in each of those countries. These are ranked by the audience size. Okay, so the largest audience is in the United States, and then the next country is the next largest audience, and the next one is the next largest, and these are the top 25. And so it changes, you know, from time to time, from month to month, actually, sometimes from day to day. It changes who is number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, usually, well, always. Our top audience, the biggest audience, is in the United States, and perhaps that's because that's where I'm seated. But it changes. So, you know, check it often. It's up in the upper right-hand corner of the website when you go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. Oh, and don't forget, if you haven't subscribed to the K-Files, be sure you do that. That's our free weekly newsletter, and there's no reason why you should voluntarily be a mushroom when you can voluntarily not be, all right? It's free. You just subscribe at kevinsmithshow.com, and then you'll start getting the K-Files e-zine. I got a couple of emails from people who said, gee, listen to the latest show isn't working. Yeah, I know. And if you read the help file, I mean, that's what it's there for, the FAQ. If you read that, you'll find out that, you see, when something goes wrong with recording our live show, I can't play you a recording that didn't record or that had something wrong with it. And so that's what the problem is. It was really weird. It recorded it. I can play the recording of it back. But I can, when I load it into any of my audio editor programs to edit it so that it is ready for you, I can do that. And it will not save. I've never had one do that. I do not know what the problem is. I have no idea what the problem is. It is recorded. We captured it. It's recorded. But there's no way for me to edit it and then save it. It just won't work. And it says each time it causes an error in an unexpected program termination is what I get. And it doesn't matter which audio editor I put it in. We get that. My guest this evening is Dr. Robin Falkoff. Do you have a right to your own health? We'll find out. Let me ask you a few questions before I introduce our guest, or really as by way of introducing our guest. Let me ask you a few questions to think about. How many of you have health supplements? Do you have health supplements? I know I do. Do you think you have a right to have health supplements? Do you think the government should require you to have a doctor's prescription in order for you to be able to purchase vitamins? Would it surprise you to know that there are some politicians who, by the way, claim to be champions of the people, who also want to take away your freedom to choose to use health supplements? My guest this evening is Dr. Robin Falkoff. She has been with us before. It's a delight to welcome her back. Dr. Falkoff, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show.
Thank you so much, Kevin. What a pleasure to join you again and be able to share information with your wonderful audience.
Dr. Falkoff, I'm going to let you sort of take the lead here on explaining to us about how things, what things are being done to sort of restrict our freedoms. But before we do that, I just want to make an observation. I did a little reading today on the net, and I saw some various proposals. One of them would have led to having to have a prescription in order to get vitamins. And it comes from this idea that the government has a right to prescribe what I can and cannot put in my mouth. And now, it is my opinion, then, that if this legislation passes, we will have to have a doctor's prescription to listen to any politician on television, because they feed us a steady stream of BS. And I think you're going to have a prescription to listen to a politician. What do you think? You think it might lead to that?
I think that was absolutely brilliant, Kevin. I love it. Can I steal it?
You may. You may. You may quote me on that.
Okay. Oh, it underlines the insanity that we are dealing with. And my commentary about the society we live in now, it's become Saturday Night Live.
It has, and immediately I thought of Gilda Radner as Rosanna Dana saying, "It's always something."
Oh, gosh. She would have been just perfect. Because now, what you were just talking about, and we know what the politicians feed us, but the idea that we cannot decide for ourselves, and even worse than that, that we will not be able to have access to the information to make an informed decision. Had we seen that on Saturday Night Live 20 years ago, everyone would have said, well, that's not even funny. That could never happen.
Yeah. Well, look, most of what we are living in right now, we would have said 20 years ago, this can never happen. And yet here we are.
Yeah, it's tragic. And when I look for how it came about, I have to be honest and look in the mirror, because I didn't do anything to stop it. Many people didn't. I've tried to wake others up about the threats from the Codex Alimentarius Commission, which was formed in 1962. I believe we discussed that when I was on the show with you last.
Mm-hmm. And for folks that are not familiar with that, that's a United Nations commission where they're trying to impose a global codex, a list of laws and regulations about what you can put into your mouth as a health supplement.
And the sneaky way that they have gone about it, which Americans were not familiar with, they have long-term plans. They have many steps, and they achieve each step within a certain period of years. And they are near the end of completing what was necessary to fully implement this in the next few years. And one of the tools that has enabled this to happen has been the formation of all of these international trade agreements. So we have the World Trade Organization, and we have GATT, and then we have NAFTA and CAFTA. They're trying to push the North American Union on us as well. And many look at that as being the final nail in the coffin when they join Canada, the United States, and Mexico together, because we will be so entangled in all of these trade agreements, and these trade agreements have the power to override rulings for our individual countries, which means that everyone must first comply with the trade agreements.
Well, you know, that happened with England. England and Europe. Because when they were deciding in England about lining up with the EU version of Codex Alimentarius, over a million people signed petitions for the government to petition to the government to say, no, we don't want this. And basically the government in the UK said, yeah, well, okay, so what? We're the government, you're not, go away. And they did it.
Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Richard and I were in Liverpool and London and Avebury. That was my first trip there this past fall, early fall.
Mm-hmm.
The most prevalent thing wherever you turned your eyes to look around was the presence of cameras keeping track of everything and everyone.
Yeah, and they get sold to people on the basis of we need this to keep you safe. Now, this is not really what we're going to talk about tonight, but it does serve, I'm glad you brought it up, serves as a great example. Okay, everyone listening to me, regardless of the country you live in, everyone listening to me has walked into a bank, and in the bank, there are always cameras. In every country I've been in, there's cameras in the banks. Okay? When is the last time a camera stopped a bank robbery? It never has. All it does is record the actions, and maybe you can catch the guy later. Okay? But the idea that it's going to keep you safe is nonsense. The robbery still happens. You see? And a lot of people do not understand, Robin. They say, well, we need these laws in order to make people healthier or to make people safe. Nonsense. Laws don't do anything except provide penalties for violation. If laws did, actually, if they were proactive and they actually did something, there would be no murder. Murder's been illegal since day one of this planet.
Very, very well put. Those are great examples for people to think about. And the more I observe what's going on, the more it seems that when you know this new wonderful thing is presented as this will improve your lives, this is for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That's the cue to run the other way.
That's true. That's true. There is legislation being proposed now. I think it's called the McCain bill.
Yes, the DSSA bill, Dietary Supplement Safety Act. And it has been called that specifically to confuse people, because just about the last time that I remember any major public outcry where people were motivated, they cared. They said, we are not taking this. They made phone calls. They sent letters, faxes. Just, you know, people refused to let the government pass a law to take away their access to nutritional supplements. And that was in 1994 with the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. And that preserved the right for supplements that had been in the marketplace before 1994 to remain there, and it allowed the language to describe these things to be available to the consumer so that we could make our informed choices.
Now, this is one of the things, Dr. Falkoff, that absolutely proves Washington is insane. I mean, it's the inmates are running the asylum, and this is an example, because that law allows anything before 1994 to have correct labeling. Anything in existence, any of the supplements in existence before 1994, could have labeling that describes what it is supposed to do, what is good for. After 1994, a product comes into being. Well, it can't have that labeling. Okay, so how does a date make a difference?
Oh, well, they can have the labeling, and the specifics are that they are food products that have been in the food supply and not chemically altered. That is for the new ones, you know, after 1994. They have to meet that requirement that it's not some laboratory-created thing or a chemical alteration of another natural product. So from 1994 up until now, you had that requirement to be met, and then before 1994, what had been in the marketplace was allowed to remain.
Okay, but my understanding of that law, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is, let's say that you just have the extract of some plant, okay, and that's in the food supply. It's an extract, so there's no problem. You can talk about what it is and what its benefits are. But if you mix that extract, you mix that with another extract of another plant in a laboratory, and you put them together, my understanding is that at that point you're in violation if you're after 1994.
No, that it's not. It's confusing, the language of it, but no, it allowed these products to be out there as long as they were not chemically altered. Mixing two extracts together would be still mixing two natural.
Okay, because it's all natural.
Right.
Yeah, I read that. See, and I call it the Deshaies Law. I read that, and that was my understanding of it, and I thought, man, that is just insane. But, well, you know, if, okay. I can see what you're saying now. I see how that works. Okay, so what is the proposed change in this McCain bill?
Okay, the proposed change that McCain is trying to put through would wipe out even these small protections that Deshaies contained, and it would give the FDA more powers, more discretion as they doublespeak refer to it, to put together a list of the supplements that should be allowed to remain in the marketplace while they ban all others. Now, around the time when Deshaies was passed, I think it was the year after that when I was back in school to get my degree as a doctor of oriental medicine, and traditional Chinese medicine has a written history of over 4,000 years, and one of the wonderful components for therapy is the use of herbal medicine. And these herbs work wonders because the formulas are compiled of many different components to treat your major symptom, to treat something very specific to how you present. If you're more feverish or if you're very cold, something that makes it easier for the stomach to digest. It's not like harsh drugs that you get a prescription for.
Mm-hmm.
And the side effects are very minimal, if any. But you have these you have these things in Chinese medicine, and that's part of a treatment protocol. Yet Canada, around 1994, 1995, maybe 1996, I'm not exactly sure, they removed 200 of these Chinese herbs from the marketplace. Not that they would only be available for doctors of Oriental medicine to use, but that they would be available to nobody at all. It was mind-boggling. They just gone. Poof. Okay, we're not going to let that be sold.
Well, I know I get telephone calls and emails from our listeners in Canada that talk about this, and they're very upset. They are not a happy lot, generally speaking, on this topic, on this subject. Because they feel like, you know, they're being run over by the government. And, but see, now that being run over by the government is happening all over the world. It's an orchestrated pattern. And this topic that we're talking about here tonight is a really good example of one way they do it, through this Codex Alimentarius. This, and as you were saying, step by step over a long period of time, they achieve these steps, and then, you know, before you know it, you're surrounded, and you had no idea that they were sneaking up on us. And then there you are, you're surrounded, you can't go get your vitamins.
Definitely, and for years, I mean, things that we are allowed to have here in the United States, I've had to advise patients that were traveling to Canada, if they had the supplement DHEA, it will be confiscated at the Canadian border.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, they were, you know, they haven't arrested people for having it, but they do not permit it to come into Canada.
What is their rationale for that? Are they saying that it's harmful to people?
Oh, my. You know, I always have to find a way to express that, because when I hear that, what is their rationale? And I have...
You got to wonder if they have any rationale at all. We have to step away for a break, Doctor. We'll be back right after this. We'll pick up right there. Folks, don't go away. Yeah, do go away. Take a vitamin. Welcome back. My guest this evening, Dr. Robin Falkoff. Doctor, when we went away for break, I had just asked the question, what's their rationale? And it seemed as if you were at almost a loss for words to explain their rationale, and I can understand that. But do you know, what is it that they say? I mean, are they saying that this stuff is bad for our health? Or is it just a matter of, well, we can't regulate it, so... We can't tax it, so we're just going to get rid of it. Is that the deal?
Well, the deal is that they are claiming that this is very dangerous, that it is an industry that is not properly supervised or regulated, and they must protect the consumer. What I was starting to explain that passes through my mind when you ask me a question like that is visions of Bakal and Vioxx and thalidomide, and all of these deadly drugs that have been in the marketplace and caused so many deaths and tragic damage to life, and they're looking at nutritional supplements where it's, I mean, if someone ate a whole bunch of bottles of a vitamin, but then, you know, then it's going to hurt them. But normal use of supplements with good guidance, and there you do need guidance for everything.
But if you drink too much water, it can kill you.
Yes.
Yeah, are they going to outlaw water?
Well, that is what might just happen. There was a court case several years back about rice bran oil, which is a very effective means for lowering cholesterol, and the whole cholesterol thing is another myth in itself, because it's not your cholesterol number that's dangerous, but they have found that the rice bran oil can lower it. And this was a pharmaceutical company bringing a vitamin manufacturer to court, and the judge said, you know, what's the next thing you're going to ask me to make illegal? You know, rice bran oil, a food? You want me to say that that can't be sold? Forget about it.
Well, you know, there just a few weeks ago, maybe it's more like a couple of months ago, there was talk on the national news about, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was the Kellogg's brand. But anyway, saying that eating this certain cereal because of its I guess, natural content can help lower your cholesterol. And they were saying that they may have to come under, they may have to register that cereal under the FDA. I mean, how silly can they get?
They can get as silly as they want, and that is exactly what they do.
Now, the Codex Alimentarius is a beast born of the United Nations. These are the same people that brought us global warming. These are the same people that told us the Earth was going to hell tomorrow because we are causing global warming. These are the same people, the same organization that was doctoring the data that they used to foist that fraud on the world and give out Nobel Peace Prizes or Nobel Prizes. I mean, these are the same crooks, folks. It's the UN.
The same crooks in alliance with the World Health Organization that declared the pandemic from this ridiculous H1N1
mm-hmm.
supposed outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And by the way, some insiders in the pharmaceuticals have come out now and said that they doctored data to hype it into a pandemic, and they convinced the World Health Organization to lower what their definition of a pandemic would be in order for them to scare people so they could recoup their money that they invested in developing the vaccines.
You've got it, but it even goes a little bit more dirty when you have the story of the Baxter Laboratory accidental contamination of vaccine with live virus.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone with a health background, a military background, knowing laboratory sciences, you understand how difficult it is and the special controls that are in place to protect against these things. And then the idea of an accident that could contaminate, I believe, 72 kilos of vaccine that were exported to other countries, and the Czechoslovakians were the only ones that tested this vaccine on ferrets because they have a respiratory system that's close to humans.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, all the ferrets died.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of that being accidental, I there's no way I can look at that and believe a story like that.
Well, how about this? And these are, speaking of crooks, how about in the H1N1 scare, there was all of this rush to get everybody vaccinated, right? And here in the United States, folks, my Congress and yours, my Senate and yours, passed laws that exempted these laboratories from being sued if they killed you with this vaccine. And now they want to regulate your health supplement?
Well, it's a very sad state of affairs. And actually, from what I have observed over the years, last year in 2009, there was a protest organized in Albany, New York, by healthcare professionals who refused to be vaccinated. This got media coverage. We covered this on my radio show, but many, many, many shows and all over the internet. This got exposure, and people around the country finally made the connection about, wait a second, my doctor, my nurse, is refusing the vaccination, I'm not getting it. Why would I get it if they don't want it?
Mm-hmm.
And the big problem that we have is that we have a nation that is drugged. You know, more than 50% of our population is on Prozac, Xanax, Zoloft, you know, the whole panoply of these drugs that just cut off emotional responses.
And I think it must cut off rational thinking, too.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I mean, the you know, my voice is gone now from the event we were at and lots of conversation. And, you know, sometimes when we're here at home and watching television and the drug ads come on, it just, boy, is that aggravating.
Well, see, that's another thing I don't understand.
How they allowed that to be, I don't understand it either.
You know, my blood pressure medicine, before Walmart started selling this stuff for $4, was about $80 to $85, depending on where I got it, for a month's supply. I could go anywhere overseas, almost anywhere, but say Thailand, Romania, Serbia. I could go overseas, and I could buy this exact same drug from the exact same laboratory for $2. But here it was $80 to $85. And then they go on television to advertise it to me, using my money to advertise it to me.
Mm.
This when you said it's insane, it truly is insane. It truly is insane here. How can they sell it for $2 over there and it's $80 here?
It is such overt greed, and we have all allowed it to come to pass. Nobody put their foot down and said, I'm not putting up with that. I mean, we had Senator Ted Kennedy put in one of the bills that was passed 2 years ago, the law that Americans cannot go outside the United States to buy their drugs at
mm-hmm.
super prices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where does that make sense?
And we had a case right here in Arizona where a man went across into Mexico to get prescriptions for his wife. I believe she had MS. And they were just really struggling with the prices of the drugs. And so he took the prescription across the border and went to a pharmacy. They filled the prescription. As he came back across the border, he was arrested for transporting illegal drugs.
Oh, my.
How about that? Insanity, folks. Now, I got to ask you a question, Doctor. How many congressmen own stock in pharmaceutical companies?
Maybe not Ron Paul, but I would say all the rest do. I don't have an exact number.
And not just congressmen, senators as well.
Oh, yes.
And not just senators, people in the executive branch as well.
And pharmaceutical manufacturers go from their high positions as CEOs or bureaucrats and pharmaceutical companies, and then they, you know, rotate into the FDA high positions, then there are politicians, and the, you know, the musical chairs goes on and on and on, moving round and round in a circle, and there's a lot of big money at stake there.
Yeah. Okay, if the McCain bill passes, what's the most likely change I'm going to see when I go to get my health supplements?
Oh, gosh. I think what they normally do is gradually remove things, because
mm-hmm.
then people will really get angry if they suddenly find they can't get what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this is from, you know, this is under the guise of helping, because they're claiming that in sports, you know, football and baseball, that all of these players that are using steroids are using natural supplements that are giving them this edge that should be illegal, when it's the illegal use of steroids that they haven't been able to manage to start with. So it's not any of these natural things, but they're using that to lump it together to mislead people. Imagine that. I mean, that's just so hard to even consider that they would try to intentionally.
Someone on a government paycheck misleading the public? Come on.
Gosh, yeah. But that's one of the ways they pull that together, and they scare parents. And do you want your son in high school? You know, the football team, he'll be damaged from these dangerous things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the dangerous things are not what he's buying in the health food store. And they're the dangerous drugs that some kid or some person, you know, is selling to them, the steroids that they inject themselves with and ultimately destroy their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always a lot of bait and switch. And there are a lot of supplements. There's one form, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact type of folic acid that they have a patent on, one of the pharmaceutical companies. So they are exerting pressure that should not be available.
Dr. Falkoff, I hate to do it. We have to step away for this break. We'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back. My guest this evening, Dr. Robin Falk. By the way, doctor, I don't want you to think that I cut you off because you start to say something that I think is too sensitive. These breaks are automatic. They happen at the same time every night. So I had to cut you off. The floor is yours. I want you to be able to finish.
I understand how that works. And I know you do not censor, that's for sure.
That's true. So, you know, I wonder, what's going to happen to the male enhancement natural products that are being advertised on television? There's going to be a lot of very unhappy men.
I'm so sorry, but I have no idea if those products actually work or not. I've only read many cases about recalls of those products because they were not effective. So perhaps they do, but I guess there will be a lot of men who get a great placebo effect from them, and they will be very disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. And they go to their doctor to get a prescription for that little blue pill.
Now,
if you listen to these commercials, and the, you know, the whole purpose of this, people don't understand about programming. When these side effects are repeated over and over and over and over at such a rapid pace, the listening audience is totally desensitized. It has no more impact that you can die, go blind, be crippled, or
yeah,
you know, it's a blur that has no more meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they just go to the doctor and say, "I want that pill." And, you know, if I was a doctor, I would be very hesitant about prescribing it, but apparently a lot of doctors are not. And I would be very hesitant about prescribing something that has some very serious side effects simply because the patient says that's what I want.
Oh, my gosh, yes, Kevin. It's a travesty. I'm a doctor of Oriental medicine and a homeopathic physician, and I worked in an AIDS clinic on South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida, and that was the first time that I had ever seen a doctor look up the other medications that his patient was taking before he wrote a prescription. I was astonished. Not any doctor I had ever gone to or gone to accompany someone for a visit, I have never seen a doctor look up to make sure that they were not going to have a complication.
Mm-hmm.
It is just shocking. And people need to take responsibility and educate themselves and understand what is going on. The information is there. We have the internet so far where we can look things up, and we are being pushed through into a very narrow corridor where we will only have access to drugs by prescription, supplements by prescription, and what they've done to Europe, they put in the marketplace now low-dose nutritional supplements, many of which are synthetic, and when they are synthetic, the therapeutic effect for the body to utilize that supplement is so minimal, you have to buy more product. So it's a win-win for the pharmaceutical companies, because they will be selling things that have such a tiny, tiny effect, people will buy more and more of it. And the idea of making vitamin C illegal, over 200 milligrams per tablet or capsule, it's crazy.
Now, is that proposed for the United States as well?
I don't know. There's no exact wording from what I have seen. I will check with the Alliance for Natural Health. They have now formed a group here in Washington, D.C., and I will find out if I can get the exact wording for the McCain bill. I've looked at the analyses that have been done by different groups, and I'm wondering if this is another another bill that's hundreds and hundreds of pages with all kinds of other garbage that's stuck in as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's... You know, everything leads to a whole other commentary, but that has to stop. I mean, we need to have bills that are simple and straightforward and deal with an issue, not hundreds of issues that nobody has the time to read.
Well, some of the people that worked on concocting this healthcare bill admitted that they themselves did not understand great portions of it. And people that work on the tax laws say they don't even understand them. And these are the people that are making it law for all the rest of us. And they don't even understand it. You know, I think what Washington mostly understands is the backroom deals and the under-the-table benefits, the under-the-table cash, and stuff like that. And it's only the really stupid ones that get caught. The other ones just sail right on, you know, and they just they enrich themselves at our expense. Now, I'm really concerned about this. I mean, first, because of the fact that I use health supplements, but also because of the fact that the underlying principle of this is freedom. And, you know, there's already precious little freedom in this country now. Now, there are people that immediately say, I can tell you, Dr. Falkoff, I can tell you, I get email about that saying, well, if you don't love this country, just leave it. And, you know, I just don't even really want to hear that crap. I did, depending on how you count them, 13 or 14 missions in war zones on behalf of this country. I love this country. But let me put it this way. I love the country that the Constitution built.
Yes, that our founding fathers formed.
The problem I have is with the hijackers that are trying to take it over and trying to get rid of our freedom. And this is yet another example right here. If I want to walk into the barnyard and put chicken poop in my mouth, that's my right to do so. It's not too sane, but it's my right to do it. And it's not the government's place to tell me that I can't do it. And I think the same thing is true when we're talking about health supplements. If I don't want to take chemicals and I prefer to use natural health supplements for my health regimen. That's my choice. And I should have the freedom to do that.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, the hypocrisy of pharmaceutical companies that will travel around the world and visit indigenous tribes, rip these people off for the herbs and other plants and treatments that they have used for their people for thousands of years, hundreds of years, and take it back to a laboratory to make into a drug that they can patent. I mean, this is obscene, because do you know what happens with research data? There is one example of a tree, the graviola tree, and back in the late 80s, the late 1980s, it was found that application of graviola could be used for a patient who had cancer, and it would discriminate between cancerous cells and those that weren't, and the cancerous cells would be able to be treated and die off in many different types of cancers. I don't have all the specific ones, but the pharmaceutical company that paid for the research was not able to secure a patent for this, and that information got buried until probably, I guess the late 1990s or the 2000, 2001, and now you can get the graviola supplement in a health food store. But to me, that is obscene to not share information that can save lives.
I would go beyond that. I think it's criminal. All right, we have to step away for break. We'll be back after this, more with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and we'll open the phones for you in just a moment. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and when we went away for break, you were saying that it was obscene the way they kept this graviola tree information away from the public, and I said I would go beyond that. I would say it's criminal.
And you're 100% right, because people suffer and don't have quality of life because they don't have access to the research data. Regardless that it was paid for privately, it needs to be in the public domain.
I fully agree. We're going to open up the telephone line so our audience can join the discussion. And folks, the telephone number, the main number here in the studio, is 623-444-5889. If you're in the USA or Canada, we have a toll-free number, and it is 888-223-4599. If you do not live in the USA, if you do not live in Canada, you live somewhere else, and you don't want to make that international long-distance call to our main number, you can. It'll work from anywhere in the world. But you can use our flash message option. It's on my website at kevinsmithshow.com. You just scroll down. You'll see the link that says Flash Message, okay? Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello there, and hello there, Robin. I'm calling as a member of We Are Change North Bay. I'm a member of that group. I'm sure you've heard of the We Are Change chapters all over the world.
Okay, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I've been following a lot of this Codex Alimentarius and this entire program, which the one seminar by Dr. Rima Leboke, called, you know, appropriately, it's called Nutricide, because I think this is all also part of this huge depopulation agenda. It's to get everybody onto these foods that are quite frankly have nothing, no nutritional value whatsoever. Do you think this is part of this depopulation agenda also?
Well, there is an ultimate goal here that is not in our best interest, because we're not supporting life. We're hurting people. We're taking away their rights to, gosh, try to achieve any kind of health on their own without the government deciding for them. So there are many multiple agendas at work, and it's up to all of us around the world to say no. You know, we the people all over this world have the numbers, the power. Nobody uses it. We've been bulldozed by governments into thinking that we are powerless.
And let me throw something in the mix. I have to, because I say it frequently. Powerful people are only as powerful as the rest of us let them be.
Yeah. And also, Robin, I don't know if you've been following the laws that have been happening here in Canada. Sounds like you were a little bit, but Bill C-6, we're a Change North Bay, Northern Ontario, we call it the Codex Bill. Because pretty much Codex Alimentarius has pretty much become law here in Canada just in the past month and a half or so. And now health food stores all across Canada are pretty much going to have to shut their doors, because under this new bill, unless you're given a prescription by a medical professional, you can't sell these natural medicines, because, quite frankly, if you don't have a medical license, you can't say that this stuff is good for you, you know?
Right, and what they also do, what they've done in Europe as well, is that they require the same type of extraordinarily expensive laboratory testing that costs millions of dollars that the pharmaceutical companies can pay easily, but you have a small supplement manufacturer, they cannot, and these businesses close up. They cannot afford to remain in the marketplace because this further financial burden is crippling. So this extends in many areas, even getting so many other things approved. A company will comply with the United States FDA and do all the testing, pay the legal fees, and then they can't function and be in business because, you know, it's just used up all the money they had.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, thanks for the call. Look, this happens in a lot of different industries. They get up and they talk about how we want to go green and we're going to go to alternative fuels and all of that. And so the government they had this program where they had so much money earmarked for grants for electric car development. And there were several developers of electric cars that applied for these grants. Not one of them got them. The grants went to the big automakers that are already, you know, they're already in the business of doing what we're trying to get away from. All the money went to them.
Yeah.
You know, GM and Chrysler and all those guys. They got that money, not the developers who already have electric cars ready to go. And the same thing applies whenever, you know, you're talking about health supplements. You know, it's like this. You're free to have health supplements if you can find legal health supplements. Okay, so then you're free to manufacture legal health supplements if you meet this criteria. The criteria is the same for a pharmaceutical. Now, if it's a health supplement, it should not be required to do that, because it's coming from nature. Nature's already producing this, and you can't license Mother Nature. You can't make her pay. Okay, so Mother Nature's already producing this stuff. Pharmaceuticals are manufacturing synthetic stuff. So, yeah, I think you have to license them, but it's not right or sensible to license nature. All right, that's my 2 cents on that, probably my 20 cents. All right.
That's important. There's another big story that's just broken with someone coming out about all the fraud that is committed by the pharmaceutical industry.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to disillusion you.
Oh, it shattered my day.
But, you know, you finally have a researcher who has been given grants from the pharmaceutical companies. They write up about all these wonderful safe effects and the amazing studies they've done. But then what do you find now that's been uncovered? No patients were ever enrolled in any of these studies. All the information was manufactured.
My goodness, that sounds like climate gate. Okay. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Robin, I've been watching several of these commercials about new drugs and stuff like that. I'm going to ask your opinion about something. How much do you think they're pandering to the, person who's chronically ill because they want to be?
The person who is chronically ill because they want to be. Gosh. Yeah, you have many people whose identity becomes so wrapped up around their illness because that's how they get attention and sympathy. I think they pander to that. I think they pander to absolutely everything. The biggest pandering is to fear, to scare you that you have this condition. Just like the insanity of the questionnaires about the ridiculous diagnosis of ADHD, and they will ask you 10 questions, you know, and if you have 3 of these things, then you better go see your doctor and see if you need medication, because if you've forgotten where you've placed your keys, if you, you know, found that you had to look for something, you can't remember where you had placed the book that you were reading, if you found that you forgot an appointment, well, maybe you have a problem with your attention. So it is absolute lunacy that nobody looks at.
I must have ADHD.
Well.
I can't remember where I put all my ex-wives.
Oh. Now, wait a second. Yeah.
Okay, Kevin, that's another show. About that one, Kevin?
I got one in Texas. Yeah, but I think that's right. There are people that they watch that commercial and they go, "Oh my gosh, I must have this. I must have this affliction," and they go rush to their doctor.
Must.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, thanks for the call. 623-444-5889. And the toll-free number is 888-223-4599. Let's see. Bob in Australia says, "Hi, Kevin. I'm not sure if you're aware that the free Listen Now site button is not working, at least this side of the world in Australia. Not too sure if you know or not." No, it's working over here. And we've got a lot of people listening, so I don't know what to tell you. Tony's in Australia, so he's listening. And he says, "Hello, Kevin and Dr. Falkoff. The system here in Australia is not much different from the U.S. Most of the health food stores have disappeared overnight, very quietly, though. You don't have a choice anymore to eat what you want. So I just wanted to say you're not the only ones in this boat. Thanks for sinking." No. Not thanks for sinking. I thought he said thanks for sinking fast. It says that you're not the only ones in this boat that's sinking fast. Okay. Pardon it. I got old eyes and I can't get my health supplements for my vision. So that's the problem. Okay, 623-444-5889 or 888-223-4599. You know, there are a lot of people that take things, health supplements for various things. Now, Dr. Falkoff, I think you're aware I used to be a cop.
Yes.
I've got lots of broken joints from various contests in which I competed. Always won, but I did get injured some.
I like your way with words, Kevin.
Well, now that I'm nearing 60, some of those joints hurt, the ones that have been broken. And, you know, there are health supplements that help alleviate that pain. And they don't cover the pain. They help alleviate what's causing the pain.
Oh, most assuredly. Because your joints do not have a really dense blood supply, they rely on the surrounding areas. But there are nutritional supplements, the chondroitin and glucosamine sulfates, MSM, many of these that I recommend a person always check with their physician just in case they might have a liver condition, a kidney condition, something where it could be an issue. But the studies have shown that you can rebuild the cartilage,
mm-hmm.
you know, and your pain will go away.
Well, this has been working just fine without government intervention. I don't understand how that helps me to have the government intervene. Now, they're already, I go to the airport, they're already asking me if I wear boxers or briefs, and I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the geniuses at the TSA do a full body x-ray on me every time I go, and then they ask me, are you wearing boxers or briefs? It, like, they couldn't see?
Yeah, I
you know? Anyway, they're already doing that, and now they want to take away my glucosamine? Come on. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is David from North Carolina.
Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, doing great.
Good.
Hey, I wanted
to
ask Dr. Falkoff, what you might recommend for to help children with autism.
Oh, boy, that is a biggie, and you are welcome to write to me privately to Dr. Falkoff at healthfreedomrights.com, or you can, if you can't, you might not know how to spell my name, you can go to healthfreedomrights.com, and there's a contact us link that you can use, and you need a thorough analysis, but there are many treatments available. There's a lot that can be done. It is not the hopeless situation that is presented to parents, and the unfortunate thing, as Kevin mentioned earlier in the show, is how difficult it is with the laws that have been passed to bring any claims against the pharmaceutical companies that manufacture the vaccines. But I have personally worked using homeopathics and nutritional supplements with younger children. They were not severely autistic, and there was, you know, a great response and quality of life improvement. And obviously the parents did not vaccinate. These children were, one was 4 years old and the other was 6 years old. And, you know, from feedback that I got several years later, the kids were doing fine. They didn't have problems. But it is a tragedy when you look at what has been forced upon newborn babies. So just know that there are things that can be done, and you just have to make sure that whoever you work with takes a really detailed history. I take a detailed history that takes me up to 3 hours or more if needed to review with my patients. And you need all of that information to have a proper treatment plan.
But thank you very much, and I'll try to follow up with you.
Okay, David, thanks for the call.
People.
Bye.
You're welcome.
All right, 623-444-5889. Toll free, 888-223-4599. You know, here's the problem. Well, it's not the only problem, but it is a problem. in this country, we have, from the beginning, talked about that a government must have the consent of the governed, right? And in order for it to be a legitimate government. Okay, now the latest poll shows that 21% of America says that this government has the consent of the government. That means 79% of America says this government is illegitimate. And it's this government, it is this government that 79% say is not, does not have our consent. They are not governing with the consent of the governed. 79% of America said that in the latest poll last week.
Wow. Then we have a really good shot to follow Ron Paul's suggestion to vote everybody in office out.
Oh, that would be a stroke of genius. But it's this government, the most illegitimate set of governing people that we have had, as far as the opinion of America, the most illegitimate bunch that we've ever had, that's trying to ram this down our throat. So I don't get into politics, but we do get into issues. So the politics would be, you know, if I say, well, it's the Republicans are doing this, or it's the Democrats are doing that. But that's the politics. I'm talking about the issue here. I don't care if they're Republican. I don't care if they're Democrat.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're in the Bugs Bunny party. Okay, the point is, we got a bunch of people who do not have the support of 79% of America trying to ram this down the throats of 100% of America. Okay, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, I have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is salt and mineral.
Is salt a mineral?
Yep.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, my second one is when India was finally free of Britain, there was a man named Gandhi. And when Gandhi was helping out, he did fasting and other things. But the pinnacle came when the British tried to tell the Indians that they could not make salt at their own seas. They could not go to their own seas and pick up a bunch of salt water and make salt. They wanted taxes on that. How much is that, and I'm going to hang up after, how much is the fact that Gandhi and the whole British Empire gotten taken down in India because at the pinnacle point they couldn't make salt because they were so barred up with taxation on anything that they did to the point where they ended up having the revolution where they got beaten down by sticks by the hundreds while not even raising a fist.
And okay, is your question, I think your question is, could it be that this health supplement issue could be the straw that breaks the camel's back here?
My issue is, how much is this in coordination with what happened then? Thank you very much.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think that's quite a good example to have people understand what can happen, just how far the ridiculous can be brought into law. I don't know, you know, that's the only connection I can see. Because we're, you know, not allowing people to make salt from salt water is bizarre, but so is everything that we're, most things, I can't be saying everything, most things that we live with seem to be quite bizarre. So I don't have a clear cut reply for what he is asking, other than the parallel of the restrictions being pointless,
mm-hmm.
and abuse of our rights.
Well, if the salt issue is what brought on that downfall of Great Britain in India and then the domino effect across its empire, if it was the salt issue that did that, it might be wise of D.C. to take a good hard look at the possibility that messing around with our health supplements is very similar to the salt issue. And it could bring down the house.
Every tool that we have to maintain our access and protect our health freedom rights, I value every tool that can be used.
It is quite amazing, though, isn't it? Only 21% of America says this government is governing with the consent of the people.
I love that one. That is great. Just
you didn't see it on CNN, though, did you?
Well, of course not.
No, you didn't see it on Fox. You didn't see it on CNN. You didn't. Well, maybe Fox. I can't say. But I can tell you, lamestream media is not going to report that.
No. It's the shows that we do where people can get the news.
That's true. Okay, we have to step away for a break here in just a few seconds. And when we come back, we'll take more of your calls. We'll read more of your flash messages if you're outside the U.S. and Canada. And look, this is important. This is very important. Even if you don't take health supplements, you do like freedom, right? We'll be back right after this. All right, I have a flash message from Jennifer in New Zealand. And Jennifer in New Zealand wants to know about, it says on the... on our video channel, it used to say KSS TV, and now it says Helios TV. What's up with that? Short question, short answer. We changed the name because back when I started with KSS TV, we started putting that on just before December. And in the Christmas season, November, December, our revenues are way down. I couldn't register the domain name because we didn't have enough extra cash for that. So then I decided, okay, I'll do it in January or February. I got ready to register the domain name for KSS TV, and a guy in China had done so on December the 28th. So it is Helios TV, and it is and Helios is the name of the sun, you know. Okay. So we're here with Dr. Robin Falkoff, and... you know, I'm getting to vent on this issue tonight, a whole bunch of stuff about, I mean, to me, I mean, it is an issue about health supplements, but that issue has very widespread roots in terms of taking away freedom. They're already attempting to control and doing a pretty good job of controlling the media. And so they're controlling what you get to feed your mind. They're going to control what you get to feed your body. What is there left to be able to claim that you're free?
There doesn't seem to be that much that is left in this country. But people are told that this is the freest and the best, and you have more rights and... You know, it's all doublespeak. So I hope our audience will contact their representatives, contact their senators, and tell them not to support DSSA, Senator McCain's bill. And I have done that with the senators from my state, and everyone can do that. This is what we the people have the right to do, to make our voices heard, and if enough of us do it, then there will be a lot of changes, because from the numbers that you've given, Kevin, 21% in agreement with this government does not make for anything, you know, to have such high numbers that do not support what is going on, the insanity that has been, you know, put upon the people of this country, from banking to health, to lying about science, to technology that's kept from people. Maybe we've really reached the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm very encouraged by what you've read.
Dr. Falkoff, you may or may not agree with this. But I have said it on this show, and it is what I think is true, and so I continue to say it. And it is this. I think we are watching the death spasms of the old paradigm. And unfortunately, as it goes through the death spasms, it's really in spasms, and it's hitting a lot of things. But I think we're watching the death spasms of this paradigm. I don't know what's coming, but I think I can see what's going.
Well, and from the numbers that you're reading, we the people can take control as to what we want to bring in. If we're getting rid of all of the insanity, then we need to take control of what we want to have as parts of our lives, as the laws that we choose to live under, not some craziness that's foisted upon us.
Well, at the risk of sounding rather crude, I had someone that wrote to me recently and said that Washington, D.C. was the nation's toilet. Okay, I'll buy that, but let me ask you, when's the last time it was flushed? That's the problem.
Yes, so that's where I support Ron Paul, and he has been the lone voice for years. Since I found out about Codex, it has only been Ron Paul in support of waking up the people of this country, encouraging the other congressmen, senators to get out of the World Trade Organization. And his newest recommendation is whoever is in office, vote them out. They haven't done a good job. I mean, how can anyone look around and think somebody's done a good job? Look at the mess we're in, what all of these politicians have gone along with.
Let me read this flash message that has come in from Australia. Let's see, this one is from Patrick. And he says, "G'day, Kevin and Dr. Falkoff. Firstly, I'm a huge fan of herbal medicines, and I'm totally opposed to the way medical doctors prescribe drugs to counteract the side effects of other drugs they've already prescribed. I worked for a TGA, which is our equivalent of the FDA, worked for a TGA-licensed herbal pharmaceutical company for 11 years. We even exported to the USA, and during that time we used to compare our products to some of the over-the-counter products, and it was scary how little active ingredients some of these products had, and some even failed microbiological testing for yeast, molds, E. coli, etc. So I feel there is a need for some controls to stop cowboys giving the whole industry a bad name. But two things concern me, the up-and-coming Codex laws and the number of licensed herbal companies that are being bought out worldwide by big pharma companies." And that by the way, that is a good point. He said it was interesting that Yohimbe was taken off the market just before Viagra was listed. "I recommend everyone start planting their own medicinal gardens. Thanks for a great show. Hope your family isn't caught up in the trouble in Thailand." Well, I hope my family is not caught up in that trouble in Thailand as well. And I don't think they are. I hope it stays that way. Good point. What about companies that are producing herbal supplements or health supplements that are being bought up by big pharmaceutical companies?
That's been happening for years. That's because the little companies can't stay in business. And Australia had a major, trying to remember when this was, in the 1990s, mid-1990s, they had a major raid that took place across the country, wiping out people's access to nutritional supplements in health food stores. And this was because of the pressure by the medical doctors. And it was, I mean, what a planned action this whole thing was that was taken. And they didn't get their rights back. Afterwards, people protested. They were unhappy about what happened, But that changed the whole climate of what was available in Australia.
And interestingly, whenever I was deployed to East Timor, before I left, before I got on the plane here in the United States to head towards East Timor, which, by the way, is one heck of a long flight because you can't fly directly there, they flew us to Australia. And then from Australia eventually to East Timor. And before I got on the plane here, they issued to all of us a supply of something called larium. And they said that's because of malaria over there. You know, there's mosquitoes all in the jungle, so you have to take this once a week. I looked it up on the internet. They made you take the first one right then, before you could get on the plane, and then they hand you your supply for the year. Okay, so I looked it up on the internet once I got to Australia, and larium does not prevent malaria, and nobody can really tell you exactly what its benefit is in terms of malaria. It's very ambiguous, but what it will do is kill your liver. And it will cause you to hallucinate. And now, does this make sense? You're sending international cops that are carrying guns and giving them something that can make them hallucinate. That's brilliant. So anyway, I went to a chemist. We say a pharmacist here. I went to a chemist in Australia. And I asked him questions about larium, and he told me exactly the same thing that I had read on the internet. And I could tell that he appeared to be, anyway, visually, he appeared to be Aboriginal, or at least part.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, I said, okay, well, if you were going into the jungle, what would you take instead of larium to prevent malaria? And he said, I'm not a doctor, I can't recommend something for you. I said, well, let me rephrase the question. If you yourself wanted to prevent getting malaria for yourself, what measures would you take? He said, now that I can tell you. I can tell you what I personally would do. I said, okay. He said, I would take garlic and B1. I said, okay, that sounds good to me. Load me up with garlic and B1. And I bought a year's supply of garlic and B1. And I have to tell you something. The mosquitoes were so bad in East Timor, Doctor, that the UN was passing out cans of off, and sometimes it would be a can of something called rib for people to spray their bodies with, for the UN police to spray themselves with to keep the mosquitoes off of them. And it didn't work. It worked like candy. The mosquitoes just ate them alive. I took garlic and B1, never used off or rib, and never got bitten by a mosquito.
Great information. Yeah, B1 has been recommended for years for mosquitoes. And garlic, you know, change the way your body smells, make it unpleasant for the mosquitoes to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing a lot of people can do is decrease the amount of sugar that they eat. And
well, that's easy to do in East Timor. You can't get it most of the time.
Ah, okay.
So, plus, you know, they eat healthy. I mean, if you want something to be sweetened, it is usually sweetened by bananas or by coconut milk.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah. But, you know, my point is this. Here I was given a drug. I was required to take it. Of course, once you're in the jungle, nobody's there to enforce it. But I was required before I got on the airplane to take it. So they give me this drug, put a gun on me, arm me, and give me this drug that it specifically says can cause hallucinations. Now, that's not too smart. And it's totally ambiguous about what it's going to do in terms of malaria. But the health food, the health supplement route worked 100%. And I was there for 2 years. We'll be back after this break. Welcome back. We're on Final Approach, and we have time for one or two more calls. We do have a flash message here. Robin, I wanted to give you the opportunity, if you wish, to respond to my last tirade.
To your last tirade?
Yeah, well, you know, my observation that, you know, the medicine that they gave, you know, was nonsense, and yet the health supplement route that I went, I did not get a single mosquito bite for 2 years, and I lived in a rainforest jungle.
Yeah, it's you want to look at what the indigenous people are doing, and what you use are things that I'm familiar with. They work quite effectively, and everybody needs to look up the drugs that are recommended to them, and please, please do not only read the first listing that you come up with on your search engine. Scroll down a few and read several of them, because they do not all give the same information. You have to search to find the information. And the best business plan that I have ever encountered is what the pharmaceutical company has put out there with the drug business, because you know that over half of the drugs do not have an effect. But they do have side effects. They don't have that desired therapeutic effect, but they will create an effect that brings the patient back. The patient comes back and gets treated with usually another drug, and the whole scenario repeats itself. So I think that is just an amazing business plan.
Got a flash message here from Jeff in Tasmania, and he makes a really good observation. And perhaps it's because he's in Tasmania. He's not sitting in the United States. He's outside looking in. And sometimes you can see clearer in that way. Sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees when you're sitting in it. But listen to this. Gee, Kevin, that statement about only 21% like what the government does is funny. That means that all the voters agree with them. All the non-voters just don't say anything. That's about right, because it's about 20 to 25% that vote.
I'm curious as to what the actual numbers were with this last election. I believe that there was a very high voter turnout.
Well, there was in this last one, yeah.
Yeah.
But let me say this to Jeff in Australia. Jeff, if you're on the outside looking in, I hope you can see that there is a revolution. It has already begun. And I've been warning that this was coming. I could see the trends, and I said, it's coming. The revolution is on. It is not an armed revolution, and I hope to God it never goes that direction. But there is a revolution on. And I think maybe the 79% are going to decide to not be mushrooms any longer. I think that's possible. I hope it's possible.
Oh, yes. People are waking up.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, I think it's important for us to do this. I think it's important for us to underscore. You've mentioned it in various ways tonight, but let's underscore that you're not saying that medical science and medical doctors should be done away with. You're simply saying they're not the whole answer.
Most assuredly. Western medicine excels when it comes to diagnostics, getting the information that you need to determine what is or what is not going on with you. So from blood work to different types of imaging, these are all wonderful resources. I part ways with the treatments that are chosen by many of Western medical practitioners, and I use different types of treatments. But there's you know, if you're in an automobile accident or some life-threatening illness where your body functions are compromised, you're in a coma, you need to be maintained by Western medicine as shortly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I guess, kind of a history I have an aversion to Western medicine. Not that I dislike it. It's just, okay, if I have to have it, fine, but let's get away from it as quick as possible. I had to be medevaced when I was in Bosnia for emergency surgery. And I refused, during the surgery, there was anesthesia. You know, they put me to sleep, and I'm glad they did. I once had eye surgery and without painkiller, and that was not fun. So I'm glad they put me to sleep. But after I woke up, I did not accept any painkiller. And the reason I didn't, and this has been my practice for my whole life, the pain, yeah, it hurts. It hurts like heck. But the pain's a barometer that tells you how close you are to well.
Well, you need that feedback loop, most assuredly.
Mm-hmm.
And the dangerous thing when people travel outside the country, the drugs that have been determined to really kill, maim, cripple, blind, have all of these horrible side effects, they're not destroyed. They don't go away. The United States government allows the pharmaceutical companies to sell these toxic, deadly drugs to third world countries. So if you don't know what is safe and what is not, and you're given medication, you know, it becomes pretty much a roll of the dice.
All right, our final phone call for this evening. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Ryan in Washington.
Hi, Ryan.
I know we're short on time, so I'll make it quick.
Okay.
First of all, it's been a very enjoyable program, and I really enjoyed it. You know, the way I look at it is these prescription drug companies are getting away with so much in this country that it's almost unbelievable. I went into the pharmacy a few weeks ago, and I couldn't believe how much business they have. And, you know, it's turned into they're basically getting away with murder. But a mm-hmm. question for Robin is, what can we do about it? Like, what would you, if you had one thing to tell people, what would be the one thing that the average person could do to at least put their piece in to help make a difference?
Sure. You can start with getting into the habit of calling the offices of your senators or your congressmen and telling them what you don't want and what you do want. And you can also start by doing research when there are recommendations made to you by a healthcare practitioner. Don't accept things at face value. You know, so many doctors are put up on a pedestal and deified, and they're only people. They're people with extensive training, great education, but mistakes happen. And you have to remember, if you go to a healthcare practitioner and you don't like the information that you're given, or their refusal to listen to an alternative treatment program that you would like, leave. You're the one who's paying the bill. You hire the doctor, and you can fire the doctor.
That is true.
I'd like to see people take back their power to understand that, you know, it's your body, it's your child's body, and it's your right to make those decisions.
Absolutely. Okay, Ryan, thanks for the call. We are out of time. Dr. Falkoff, it's been fascinating, and you always are fascinating, and I appreciate you for being with us this evening.
Well, I thank you for the kind words. It was wonderful to be able to share this information and get some new data from you that I can use very effectively.
All right, if you will, just stay on the line with me as I close the show. I'd like to speak with you for just a moment after the show. All right, folks, that's going to be it. That's a wrap for this evening. And I hope it's been helpful, informative, and enjoyable for you. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do, too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Be sure you're back tomorrow night when our guest is Richard Hoagland. Until then, so long, everybody.